Hello, my name is Michael and this is
Alessia.
And we're here for you today. We're doing a lecture. It's called The Secret to Learning a Quick Step. And we have audience here. Yes? So what is a quick step? When you dance is a quick step, the sound is very, very scary when you feel like quick step. And where did it came from?
Feels very fast, right?
Yeah, if you learn before the waltz is very, very slow dance. And a quick step is very, very fast dance. Many people thinking. So we're talking today about foxtrot, quick foxtrot, because quick step is actually come out from a foxtrot music and it was developed in 1920 in England. It started, so the band started to play a little bit faster, so they start to go foxtrot slow, quickly, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, like a little bit jazzy music, and this is where it started to develop, and the band start to create energy and they start to play faster, and this is the reason it's called quick foxtrot. And later on within years it was developed many years it become as a quick step because the steps become faster. So Alice, would you like to add anything else?
No, the quick step is actually a really, really fun dance. You don't need to be scared about it because it's fast, but you need to feel it's enjoyment. Yes, maybe it's a little bit fast, but at the same time you can dance in slow steps and the fast steps.
Yes, and for us, we will talk about how it's to learn a quick step in a very, very easy way, because we have experience of 28 years competitively, and we learn from the top coaches in the world, and we want to simplify to take it about 2 decades of our experience to squeeze into one session. So you can not only dance quick step easily, but you can also have a fun and you can develop on any level. Wherever you dance in social level or you want to have fun, or you dance for the medium, just maybe with the friends, or if you want to dance competitively and go on the national levels, we're here for you. Okay? So who is ready to start?
Let's go.
Let's go. So let's start with the music. First of all, what's the quick step music? It's a 4 beats. Let's see if you could put some music, it will be great. So, we have a 4 beats. And it sounds very quiet. It's quite fast. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. But let's put it this way. Once you can hear the music, you can hear boom, 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 boom. It's very easy to feel it. And when we're going to feel it, we're going to start to clap. Okay? Alessa, we're waiting for you. Okay, so Alessa said, "Okay, you just carry on. I'm switching on the music." So one more thing, we're gonna talk about musicality and the easiest way to learn musicality, because many people are afraid of the music, and we just get a strong beat with you, and after the strong beat, I can feel the audience over there also looking at me. It's amazing, you know? Yes. Yeah, hello! So, now, if you can get good stuff, if you can hear, boom, 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 so you can hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's do it one more time and we'll count together. And Alexa? Ready? 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Stop. Come on, stand up and clap with us, okay? If you're not going to do it, we're gonna switch off the video now. I promise you, okay? So one more time, stand up. Why are we clapping? I will explain to you. We developed for many, many years, and some people can't hear the music. And we have, let's call it sensors, 2,000 sensors on each hand. And when we're clapping, we get a beat much faster. Not into our ears, we're getting into our nervous system. So we learn much faster. Okay? Are you ready? I listen. 5, 6, 7, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And last one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's easy, right? So it's very, very important when you start to hear the music. One more thing, what we're gonna do. Every beat which we count now is called slow. Slow, it's half, slow, slow. Alice, if you can switch on the music, I can show it. We have a four beats, and we go. Slow, 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 slow. So now we have this look. Too slow, right? It's very simple. One, two, three, four. One slow is the two beats. Okay? So it's a quick, 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 quick. So we go slow, slow, or quick, 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 quick. If you can put music. Five, six, seven, eight. Quick, 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 or slow, 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 or quick, 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 quick. So it's very simple, right? Or difficult? Come on, simple or difficult? Of course, it's easy. Look, and the most important thing for we've been teaching for the past 15 years, and it's very important to understand that every dance, it's like look at the walls. If you can take walls, it's more romantic feelings. If you go to tango, it's more passionate. It's more like driving. It's a lot of dramas there. It's a lot of like determination. You know how you wanna passionate, how you wanna attack, how you want to dance, how you want to compete with each other, competition of feelings. Venus Waltz is very flowing, one, two, three, one, two, three. It's very light feelings, it's very uplifting. And if we can speak about Foxtrot, it's very jazzy. You go slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, and slow, quick, quick. But a quick step is very, very fun. I call it happy dance. It's represented with me when I dance the quick step is a happiness. So imagine when you feel like some kind of, I don't know, you're like on a roll or you really feel like you want to walk around and you want to have a fun. We're usually doing it with every dance, but I wanted to stand up now and you start to do with me exactly the same way. So we will take our feet and we'll do slow, 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 okay? And after that, after when we do slow, we do quick, 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 quick. Very, very simple. Don't need to run. You just do the tap, 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 tap. Okay? Are you ready? Music. Now, feel fun, happy. Now we go feet. And slow, 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 and slow. Slow, 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 and slow, 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 and quick, 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 yeah. Thank you, Alex. So why are we doing that? Very, very important. If we want to learn a quick step, when we start in Russia, I think it was 19. I don't remember. It was. I'm dancing 29 years, but 28 competitively because of COVID. It's like 1 year we didn't dance. I think it's 1.5 years. Wow, the time flies. So we start first dance, which we start to learn. We start to learn with the waltz and jive. Then next dance we start to learn quick step and cha cha cha. And I remember we will start to learn, we have in Russia amazing system, it's called World Dance Sport System. And we start to learn really like slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. So we have understanding this is a wall, this is slow dance. This is a quick step, it's a fast dance. And this is how you can feel the difference between two of them. So first of all, you go slow and smooth. And the second one, you're really fast with the music, you're having fun. So the most important thing I remember, you need to get the right momentum in your way. So for example, if I dance, if I'm walking, right? Music. Five. I can walk. Slow, 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 slow. Oh, I can walk like this. Slow, 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 slow. Why can walk like this? Slow, 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 slow. Why can walk like this? You see, it's a different way. And now it's very important to find, first of all, how you want to actually do the steps. So do you want to do like more movement, or you want to do less movement? So once you start to feel the music, and once you feel like you want to dance with the music, then you start to learn the steps. So now I want you to stand up, and let's create our movement now. Yes? So it doesn't matter, you can just relax, you can just jump. If you want to jump with a very slow, or you want to do like very, very fast, quick, it's up to you, okay? Let's go. So let's go. 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, go. Slow, 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 and slow, 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 okay. Thank you. Alyssa choosing very interesting music. Wow, very, very fun. She's at the background over here. So now, once you start to feel that, wow, it sounds very, is it Elvis Presley? I think it's Elvis, it sounds like Elvis Presley. So once you start to feel, we start to learn with few steps. And the steps are very, very simple. Look, I start with the right foot or left. I mean, it's up to you. So I go right, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Okay? One more time. Stand up, facing to the camera, facing to the TV, and follow me, okay? This is my back, I start with right foot. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Okay? How is everyone doing? Don't let me switch off the camera, because I can see you. Okay? Stand up and let's try one more time. And 5, 6, 7, 8. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Okay? So if we will put music, it will look like that. I like how squares on the floor. And slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. So if we take our floor, let's say this will be long side, this will be short side. It's called quarter steps. If I'm gonna start here, quarter steps start facing the diagonal for the guy and banking the diagonal to the lady, but it's exactly the same step. You just let it start with the left, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. So I will do it first as a guy. Mm-hmm. I will keep my hands on the hip, so it will be equal balance. 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow, 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 and pop. Mm-hmm. So, and for the lady, it's exactly the same step, but lady start backwards. It goes music. And slow, quick, quick, slow, 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 slow, quick, quick, slow. It depends on how much space you have. So from here, it's very, very important to understand. It's not about routine, it's about what did you put inside the routine. And for the feelings and intention, you will start first. Let me repeat one more time. It's not about routine. It's about your intention, what you want to do before the dance. If I go on the floor and I will try to do it like, I'm dancing quick step. Of course, it will be very, very steep. But if you go on the floor and you're really having fun, it's really amazing. I really like maybe you already heard about my favorite stage is in Taipei with 10,000 people. Do you know when you feel tired? I mean, usually after 4 dances, you feel like your heart pumping, like. And I remember, like, this is like one of my favorite moments. And in the final, I start to clap with the hands like this, and the whole stadium starts to clap. And right away, you don't have a choice and intention, you start to dance. Whoa, quick, slow, and you start to run. This, I love that moment. But the thing is that I was very, very clear, intentional to what I'm going to do on the floor. And if you go on the floor and you're trying to, I hope I will dance very good quick step, no, it's not going to work. First of all, quick step, you can hear the music faster. But it's very, it's like sometimes you can go, wow, so good, you know, and you're really happy to do, like to see someone, or like, oh, mom, hello, or like, hey, friends. This is kind of emotions, it's like energetic, inspirational feeling. So, there is a book, it's called Dance to Your Maximum. I think you can find in the internet, I think it's about 400 pages, if I'm not wrong. And there is a whole chapter about keywords. It's a very important, what is your keyword before your dance? For me, the quick step is a happy, inspirational. I remember when we danced Blackpool, I was starting to sing about like energized bunny, you know, like some kind of like that. You know, it's very fun feeling. And I start to dance. So first, the secret to dance to the quick step, you have to create your own intention, what you want to put inside of the quick step, inside of this dance. So if I dance, this is 4 steps. This is the best practice for us today. I want it to do with me, because if you're not going to stand up, you're going to forget it tomorrow and you're not going to do it. Whether, if you want to be serious, stand up and do with me. So, what are you going to do? It's up to you how do you want to do, big step or small. I'm going to lift up my legs and I will do a tap. Tap, 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 tap. So, and slow, I will start with the right foot. Slow, quick, slow. 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 And the reason why we do the taps, because once we do the taps, our feet here have exactly the same, have haptic sense. And if you can go and study, this is topic we discussed with the 8-time world champion. We have 2 brains, okay, I'm not going to go very deep into it, but I'm going to teach you this because for beginners, especially who want to dance very fast, we're teaching them and it works very well. So we have a haptic sense, it's 2,000 sensors here, and we have sensors here on the feet. So, and it's all connected inside of our core here, because it's why this is a very sensitive side. So, and 8-time world champion was speaking with me that, Mikhail, what do you think? How is it possible to repeat 8 out of 10 very good quality one? If we're going to use our brain and we'll try to do, okay, I'm going to do my timing and my right foot forward and my left foot back, and then you can do 100 things. But if you produce an image which will be involve your center and the sense, then you can produce 8 out of 10. But if you use your brain, you can only produce 1 out of 10. And then the rest will be different. So that's why it's very important when you put, you use your feet, you use your hands to get the timing right. Even if you're professional, it's very good conditioning for you. So here, when I dance in quick step, number one, I will condition my feet to feel the music. Not to hear the music, to feel the music. Yes? So the difference, it will be like this, Alice, can you put the music? Let's say, usual way of dancing quick step. And what happened? What happened? You are very stiff, you're trying slow, it's too heavy, but if I will put a little bit like different way, look, now it's more, I will go with the feelings, yes? So. I want to continue. Okay, so, Can you see any difference? First of all, I'm trying to dance quick step. I'm trying to dance quick step. But it's okay, it's just, it's a basic. But if you have routine when you run and you're trying to get to somewhere, give yourself 30 seconds, we will be dead. Be careful, yeah? But if you're doing, let's say I will show you something from advanced level, at least. Can you put? Very light, or ready? Let's go for it. You wanna join me? And then this is the big difference. I even can dance with
you. You still jump when you walk.
I know. But look, I hope you see the difference, because it's huge difference. But it's not only difference for you. It's different for me. You see, this is how we can save energy. When we put the right feelings inside the dance, our body, it's called haptic sensor. I'm continuing about it. They have a feeling brain. There is this brain. So this is the second brain. It's connecting around here, abdominal. So when we put the right image inside of the dance, we start to dance, our body start to support that image. Or if we try to do it, it means here, my brain is supporting to hold it, or like to pull and push apart. Okay, so number one, we need to make sure that we're having fun with the music if you want to learn fast. This is the biggest secret. If you take all my career, you need to get the right intention or right representation. Number two, you need to go together with the timing. If you need to clear, if sometimes people don't hear the beat, So when you tap, you will learn your routine, I promise you. Very, very fast, because we're on professional level. When we go on the training camps, we have, in one day, we're learning, I don't know, 6 or 7 routines from different dances. So how we're able to remember, we do all these steps, which is helping us to get green. So feet from here to here is very long way. But if you do the feet and you're lifting up, you're learning very, very fast. Okay? And the second thing, sorry, third thing, right? Alice is showing sweet. So, Alice is amazing, yeah? That's why I like her. This is my guiding star, right? Okay, so number one, yeah, we need to get right intention. Number two, we need to get the rhythm inside the body by the clapping or with the tapping. And number three, I want to start in my way. And what I mean by that, look, if you can put in music, I don't need to go like this. I don't need to go like that for me. I need to find comfortable pace for me to learn my routine. So I'm going to do it. For me, I start to walk. I start to walk. Once I get my step right, then I will start to put power, then I start to put lower, then I start to put acceleration, speed, and all of these other components. Does it make sense? Yes? So, if you have any question, who has a question? So, very, Alessia, do you want to add something?
I just want to add one very important thing, which personally for me is important, is to find the image for your dance, to find the image, what is a quick step for you, because it's changing really a lot of things inside of the dance. Because if you feel that a quick step is a fast dance, I need to think, what is my step, what is my timing, how I need to create my posture, how I follow my partner.
Yeah,
then you will be so stressed.
Really,
yeah, you see? It is what happens usually when you dance quick step. You try to keep a lot of things inside of your head, and then your quick step was like this. Switch off everything. You can practice this slowly during your practice sessions. But once your music is playing, you go out of like for competition, for your performance, for your practice night. Just enjoy. Find the image, what is quick step for you, and then you will feel completely different. It could be fun, it can be like happy, like Mikhail mentioned, for him it's happy dance.
Yeah.
For some it can be energetic, smooth, fast, whatever. It's your choice, but it's really important to find what is this for you.
Yes, and you will save a lot of years. Unfortunately, we couldn't do it. And now we're very, very committed, and we're really like started to open Galaxy Dance Academy to teach in this way. And that once you start to find the right image, you will start to find your own personal style in the way you want to dance, in the way you want to hold the hand of the lady, in the way a lady wants to respond. And this is a very, very important thing in this time. And it's important to know we're dancing not just for some teacher or like for some reason. Of course, like some of you maybe dance for the competition or like, I think we was dancing competition just for sake of competition when we was a kids and when we going through. But I think it's very important to realize that the dancing could be way beyond, you know, normal one if you really create something your like the person. Of course, it should be with a technique, and a quick step is my favorite dance in the final. I know everyone is dead in the final, but I with Alessia, I'm like engine going through. So, this is it. So, number one, make sure that you understand and you put the right intention. Number two, if you take beginner routine, you can take this one. Or if you have advanced routine, you need to tap all your routines. And you need to have more fun with that, because you can't learn if you don't have a fun. You have to tap and you can't move. You need to do small steps with the tapping. In this way, you will get muscle memory and very clear direction for your body. Trust me, you will feel very different. And number three, I have to find how it works for us. I have to find my way. If I need to walk, so I can feel that I'm dancing quick step, I will walk. If I need to run, so I will feel dancing quick step, I will run. But I will run with the music. Alice, do you want to add something about it?
I think you explained very clear, guys. Don't be stressed with your quick step. Enjoy and have fun.
Yes. With you was Mikhail and Alessa. And just remember, make yourself happy again. It doesn't matter what situation now in the world. We are humans, we will get through any difficult situation. And stay strong, be happy, and until we will see you next time. Bye-bye, and then we'll have our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.